On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day. For Thursday, the 15th of August, to the birthdays we go with Sir Tony Robinson, English comic actor who starred as Baldric in Blackadder. He's 73 today. Tom Johnson, the guitarist and vocalist with US band The Doobie Brothers, is 71. Princess Anne, daughter of Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, turns 69. Matt Johnson, multi-talented instrumentalist and vocalist who records under the name The, is 58.
Yeah, you may remember this song from The in the late 80s.
Nah, I don't. Mark the Beast Levette, the UK TV personality and a chaser who has starred on our own version of Chasers since 2016 as the Beast. He's 54 today. Deborah Messing, star of Will and Grace, the US actress, is 51 today. Bernard Fanning needs no introduction. Australian vocalist Supreme and also, obviously, the lead singer of Powderfinger, he turns 50, the big 5-0. Ben Affleck, the American actor, was married to Jennifer Garner there for a bit. He's 47 today. Of course, he played Batman in 2016, amongst other things in his career reel. Yep, go on, Gunners, I know you want to.
I'm Batman.
There it is. Waleed Ali, the Australian TV presenter and writer, is 41 years old today. Joe Jonas, US singer, muso and actor, also shares the lead singing roles with his brothers in the Jonas Brothers. He turns 30 years old today. Don't forget, he also married Sophie Turner earlier this year. Yes, that's Sansa Stark from Game of Thrones.
If there's a whiff of a Game of Thrones connection, Ali will make sure it gets in.
Damn straight. And Jennifer Lawrence, J-Law, the US actress, she's won 2 Academy Awards. She's 29 years old.
It was on this day in 1903 that the first rugby test between Australia and New Zealand was played at the SCG.
This amazing musical premiered at the Grauman's Chinese Theatre in
1939. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Of course, that's the Wizard of Oz, starring Judy Garland.
Elvis Presley signed with Colonel Tom Parker on this day in 1955.
And of course, Baz Luhrmann is making a movie about this very thing, Tom Hanks playing Colonel Parker, and Austin Butler being signed up to play the young Elvis. The National Library was opened in Canberra by Prime Minister John Gorton in 1968.
The Woodstock Music and Arts Fair began on this day in 1969, stretched over 3 days, and 400,000 people attended.
Celebrating its 50th anniversary today, they were going to do a 50th anniversary Woodstock, but it all fell by the wayside. You cannot replicate the original Woodstock.
Agreed.
And Apocalypse Now, directed by Francis Ford Coppola and starring Martin Sheen, opened in US cinemas on this day in 1979. That's just celebrated its 40th anniversary, and the director, Coppola, has reissued a director's cut, which is a lot longer, but he said it makes the movie complete now, and you can view it at the Palace Cinemas in Perth.
And that's on this day for Thursday, the 15th of August.